Like the Greek system, changing the balance of these chemicals can deeply alter how we respond to even extremely difficult circumstances. There's also a long tradition of attempting to discern the value of sadness. And in that discussion, you'll find a strong argument that sadness is not only an inevitable part of life, but an essential one. If you've never felt melancholy, you've missed out on part of what it means to be human. Many thinkers contend that melancholy is necessary in gaining wisdom. Robert Burton, born in 1577, spent his life studying the causes and experience of sadness. In his masterpiece, The Anatomy of Melancholy, Burton wrote, "He that increaseth wisdom increaseth sorrow." The Romantic poets of the early 19th century believed melancholy allows us to more deeply understand other profound emotions, like beauty and joy. To understand the sadness of the trees losing their leaves in the fall is to more fully understand the cycle of life that brings flowers in the spring. But wisdom and emotional intelligence seem pretty high on the hierarchy of needs. Does sadness have value on a more basic, tangible, maybe even evolutionary level? Scientists think that crying and feeling withdrawn is what originally helped our ancestors secure social bonds and helped them get the support they needed. Sadness, as opposed to anger or violence, was an expression of suffering that could immediately bring people closer to the suffering person, and this helped both the person and the larger community to thrive.